Joining us right now on Breakthrough Entertainment is Rick Swartzwelder, who wrote, directed, and stars in the new romantic drama Old Fashioned. First of all, Rick, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thanks to you. I feel the same. That goes both ways. I appreciate your time as well.
First of all, let me tell our listeners a little bit about Old Fashioned. In it, Rick plays a man who must step out from behind his relational theories, while Elizabeth Roberts plays a woman who must overcome her own fears and deep wounds as they attempt the impossible, an old-fashioned courtship in contemporary America. So first, let's address the elephant in the room right off the bat. This movie is opening Valentine's Day weekend. It's going head-to-head with 50 Shades of Grey. Tell us about that.
Well, sure. When we were making the film, that wasn't even on our radar. You know, we were just honestly trying to create a romantic story that reflected the lives of the singles that were around us at the time. There just simply wasn't a film that sort of showed people who were trying to fall in love and get married and, you know, all that normal stuff, but also do it in a way where God was part of the equation, honoring God. And so that was really the impetus that got it going. Now, once the film was done and we had a distribution offer and we were looking at release dates, that's when the news came out that 50 Shades was going to release on Valentine's Day 2015. And it really was one of those moments that's almost comic book, like the sky split open, you hear the angels sing, a shaft of light drops down upon you. And it just sort of said, hey guys, you might want to stop and look at this. Because, you know, any film like ours, we have no major stars, we have no explosions, no dinosaurs, no aliens, you know, no effects, no spaceships. And so they're always tricky movies to get into the marketplace. And when that came out about 50 Shades, we had to go back to all of our people and say, hey, we think this might be a gift. And we should, you know, consider doing this because it creates a cultural conversation that is interesting. And so everyone on our team bought into that, and they believed it and supported it. So we put the word out. And then as soon as we did, we're kind of immediately validated, not kind of, but definitely validated in the response that the press, you know, sort of that avalanche of press we got right out of the gate with Time and MTV and Variety and way, you know, just countless people picking it up. And, you know, what we found is that, you know, ideas like this or a kind of a longing for innocence and sort of sweetness in some romantic movies, you know, that goes way outside the walls of church because, honestly, in cinema, there's not much further we can push the envelope. There's not really not much more we can do. There's nowhere else to go. So in a strange way, a film like ours, which is somewhat about restraint and boundaries and taking your time with romance, is now ironically countercultural.
Very much so. And Rick, what was your driving force behind this film?
You know, when you sit down to tell any story, whether it's a short film or a feature film, you really just want to tell an entertaining story. I mean, you start with there, and then you start with a character. And the beginning of the character of Clay Walsh, which is a former frat boy who now, you know, owns and operates an antique shop in a small Midwestern college town, and he's sort of a quirky guy that has all these very unique religious beliefs and thoughts on romance and love and all of this. All of that came out of many years ago me hearing a story of a married man who made a promise, a vow, to never be alone with any woman that wasn't his wife. So he structured his entire life that way, where he would always make sure that he was never alone. And he did that to, you know, as a way to respect his wife and try to protect the sanctity of his marriage. And I thought, now for me, you know, just, you know, I know you don't know anything about me, but I didn't grow up a religious person and I was pretty wild and that was so far outside of my box. When I heard of that man doing that, it really kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I tucked it away, you know, went deep, you know, waving back in the corner of my mind. And years later, when Old Fashioned was starting to percolate in me and trying to come up with a film that reflected the lives of the singles I knew, I remembered that story. And I said, oh, that could be an interesting character. And what if that guy has made that promise and he's not even married yet? And I thought that was kind of, you know, very different outside the box and created an interesting starting point to create a character whose journey we could follow. And the big thing as we developed it, though, is what we didn't want to do. It's a tricky thing to sort of hold up an idealistic standard of love and romance that we can all aspire to, but we're human beings, and most of us, myself included, have failed to live up to ideals like that perfectly. And so we didn't want to create a film that just lifted up an ideal, but also one that sort of didn't heap guilt upon those that have made mistakes or people that their love lives haven't ended up perfectly and they're on the verge of giving up. You know, we want to be an encouragement to those that sort of we want to help with, create healing. We don't want to continue to heap just pain and brokenness on people that are already beat up. So that was the trick with Old Fashioned, and I think we pulled it off.
Absolutely. I, for one, cannot wait to see the movie. Now, you said that the story itself was tricky, but it's not only your feature-length directorial debut, but also your first feature-length acting role. Wasn't that kind of overwhelming?
It's definitely one of those things where you take off more, you take a bigger bite than you can chew, and you just keep on chewing. What made it possible for us was, one, I think the long development process for an indie. Over the course of about, 8 years or so, wrote 40 drafts of the screenplay. So I knew it backwards and forwards, and a lot of the team members did as well. And then we shot the film in Tuscarawas County, Ohio, which is in the rural northeast corner of the state, literally right in between where the National Football League was founded and Amish country is where we filmed the film. And we were there for 8 months in advance, so we had mapped out everything in terms of locations, and the director of photography visited in Ohio, and we mapped out shots, and all of that was all in place. And so when the decision made for me to play the role of Clay, which came late in the game, there were a lot of reasons, a lot of factors that went into that. It wasn't my idea right out of the gate, but it became our best option. And but what made that possible was all of the prep that went into it. And then what I also did was I had a good friend of mine, Jeffrey Travis, who's a director, also lives in Los Angeles. He came out on set and served as a consulting director. So if I was in a scene, he was on monitor for me. We could talk things through. It gave an extra set of eyes that really made it all possible. So Jeffrey and the work of the cinematographer David George and the prep of our production designer Melody George and her team, they made it possible. I don't think you couldn't pull something like that off without an amazing group of people around you, especially on a modestly budgeted indie film.
Oh, for sure. And so Rick, did you learn anything about yourself through the experience making the movie?
Oh, gosh, you learn, it's one of those things, it's like, it's a two-edged sword. You learn, that first, the positive side, the plus side is you learn that nothing is impossible, that it's possible, that you can do far more than you ever imagined. And the flip side is you also learn that you're just an artist like everyone else, and you can be difficult as well. You learn the good and the bad. It's like, the analogy of warfare is used in filmmaking a lot, probably inappropriately and not fair to the soldiers that actually engage in actual combat. But there is a measure of stress and pressure that is part of the filmmaking process because, time is money and the clock is ticking and a lot has to get done and you're always behind the eight ball. That you realize it brings out the best and worst in everybody both, and then you learn how to navigate that. But The most exciting thing for me was just learning that everything is possible, that dreams can come true, that if you hang in there and you're patient and persistent and you look for opportunity and take the time you have to get better at your craft, that stuff can happen. It's not impossible. And I think that's a good lesson for every indie filmmaker to sort of hold on to because it's daunting sometimes.
I definitely agree. And if viewers were to come away from watching Old Fashioned with some sort of general theme, lesson, message, or idea, what do you hope that might be?
Well, it's all audiences are different. When you watch a movie, a lot of times it's what you bring into the theater as much as it is what the filmmaker is throwing up on screen. So it's a tricky question to answer in general. I think by and large, as best as I can in broad brushstrokes, I think it's the title says it all. It's old-fashioned that we hope the film stirs in the viewer a longing for innocence, a longing for nobility and integrity and virtue, and the idea that there are some ideals in this world that are still worth striving for, and even though we fail often as humans to meet up even to our own standards, let alone a higher standard, that it's worth striving for, and that there is love to be known in this world, and for those that are broken, there's healing as well. And It's not impossible. We don't have to bow our knee to our most base natures. That we have, I believe we have a more noble, better selves that we can strive for when it comes to love and romance. And that comes from a lot of dating and knowing a lot of singles that are the walking wounded. And the scars go deep with a lot of the singles I know. And it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to go around using each other, hurting each other. As Clay says in the movie, it doesn't have to be that way.
Excellent point. Sounds like it's got some very meaningful messages. Now, speaking of which, we're coming up on the holiday season. What is your old-fashioned advice about getting the most out of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve?
I think when it comes to the holidays, it's to put the focus on the things that are lasting and not the things that are always immediately gratifying, and to dig down and to pull from the traditions of the past that give, holidays have meaning because of the traditions of the past. That's what gives Thanksgiving meaning. That's what gives Christmas meaning. That's what gives Hanukkah meaning. Any holidays, it's because we're going back and remembering how culture has been led in the past. And that gives us a sense of grounding, that ritual. And to lean into that and to learn from that, from the best of our culture in the past. And I think that can help guide us into the future. And to just remember, it's funny because I just think we're so good in this culture, movies and music, and since you follow media, I think you know what I would mean by this, but we are trained in this culture to be great dates. Everything about it, our films and our music, we know how to create a mood, we know how to be romantic, we know how to woo, we know sort of how to do the whole sultry thing, but we're not necessarily trained in our culture to be great mates anymore, life partners for someone, or even able to discern what the qualities that would make someone else a good life partner. So this holiday season between men and women, I say as we strive for the romantic in the holiday seasons, but also that we take a moment to reflect upon what has created great, loving, lasting relationships in the past. And it doesn't have to be either or, it can be both and.
That is truly terrific advice. Once again, I want to thank you, writer, director, actor, Rick Swartzwelder, for taking the time to talk with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We would absolutely love to have you join us on our upcoming Valentine's Day special, and we cannot wait to see Old Fashioned when it opens in theaters that weekend.
Well, thank you very much, and we really put all of our hearts and souls and creative effort into it. It's an amazing group of people that came together. Like most indie films, it was a labor of love. About 10 years in the making, from idea to landing on the screen on Valentine's Day of next year. And we really did the best we could with the resources we had, as the saying goes.
Awesome. Thanks again, Rick, and happy holidays.
Sure, I appreciate it very much, and happy holidays to you, man.